This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa has announced its final election results that confirm no party won a majority, and unprecedented coalition talks are starting to find a way forward for Africa's most advanced economy. Kate Bartlett reports.
The ANC of Nelson Mandela had been punished at the polls, gaining around 40% of the vote, a sharp drop from 57% in 2019. This means South Africa is set to enter a new era, said Professor David Everett from Johannesburg's Wits School of Governance.
It'll be a good thing because although the ANC under Mandela and Mbeki started well, it ended in a terrible trough of corruption.
Analysts say it was that corruption, as well as high unemployment and general failure to do more to improve the lives of poor black South Africans, that saw President Cyril Ramaphosa's party humiliated in this election. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Israel's defense minister said on Sunday Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group designated as terrorists by the U.S. Yoav Gallant did not elaborate on possible alternatives. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday presented a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war. Ukraine has imposed emergency power shutdowns in most of the country a day after Russia unleashed large-scale attacks on energy infrastructure and claimed it made gains in the eastern Donetsk province. The shutdowns on Sunday are in place in all but three regions of Ukraine following Saturday's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people.